It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 10 minutes before 1 o'clock, welcoming you officially to the show. Apologies for the late start. We had to fix some things here. I hope that we didn't keep you waiting. But welcome. My name is Mary Anacon. From now till 3 p.m., it's Open Thoughts. Yes, Tuesday, because we're going to be talking about some things that we need to chew on. Very, very important. And, well, I want to start by looking at that issue of the 11-year-old, that story that made the news, the 11-year-old that was married to an adult. Yes, she was giving away marriage. And I remember the caption for that story was that she's my choice. Yes, that's what he said. So we're going to look at, you know, in 2023, why we're still having to discuss or even have a conversation around child marriage, underage marriage. I remember the child not bride hashtag that trended at some point. One would have thought that with the Child's Right Act, you know, that's being domesticated by a couple of states, even though not many states in the North have domesticated that, that it would not be a discussion of sorts. And with the level of, you know, awareness that's around this issue, we would hope that we would not be talking about this. But hey, here we are again. Let's talk. Once again, welcome to Open Thought. It's the sunny side. I am Mary Anacon. We will be back after the break to go into the nitty-gritty of this conversation. But this conversation is between you and I. So we're going to look at it. We're going to think about it. We're going to assess, you know, the Child's Right Act and why certain states have refused to domesticate it. And what is the fate of a girl child in these parts? 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon. We'll be right back.
Nigeria Info. The conversation.
The conversation.
Never stops.
The state government asked that schools should not resume till January because of COVID-19. Now,
Nigerians don't know that there are people who are called the laborers at the very bottom of the economy.
Educating and informing.
So let me tell you something. It's not possible to block all the million subscribers. If they buy another 80, that's for them to learn.
Listen to Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's talk.
Not to worry. Link your NIN and unbar your 9 mobile line with ease. Dial *996# hash and select option 2 or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN. You also get up to 20K for calls and up to 20 gig data when you link your line. If you are yet to enroll your NIN, please visit any 9 mobile experience center now. Remember, dial *996# hash, select option 2 or visit 9mobile.com.ng/NIN now.
9 mobile. Why buy your house when you can rent? Why buy a spacious home in Paramount Twin Towers, Oniru, a gated community of like-minded people, when you can go way further to build connections? Why wake up to extensive greenery and a view of the ocean instead of the hustle and bustle of the city? Why raise your kids in a safe and secure community when they can have what the average kid has? Sounds crazy? That's because you have standards and refuse to compromise them.
To have your standards met, call 0809-944-8483 to buy a unit or more at Paramount Twin Towers, Oniru, and save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. Paramount Twin Towers, Oniru, is a project of Paltin Morgan Holdings.
Sincerely, I don't want to wait till I graduate from this school before I think of what to do with my life.
Exactly. I am going to seriously work on my music skills. Let me use my talent well,
I
beg.
I would like to be a radio presenter, but I don't know how to go about it.
But why is Timmy so quiet today?
Sorry, ladies. I'm taking this interesting course on how to become a professional scriptwriter. You two can also learn how to become a radio presenter on Wazobia Academy.
Wazobia Academy?
Yes. Wazobia Academy provides accessible and affordable online training in filmmaking, music business, fashion, radio hosting, and lots more. You also stand a chance to be selected for internship in leading production companies, radio stations, music, and fashion studios for hands-on experience. It's easy. Simply log on to www.wazobiaacademy.com or call 0908-826-5038 for more details.
Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Still open thought Tuesday. I'm Mary Annika. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Now we're looking at this issue of the 11-year-old who got married to an elderly man. Yes, a lot of people have reacted to that story. Many other people are saying it's not new. We've seen this happen before, but a lot more people are worried that in 2023, this will be happening in a country like Nigeria. Now, let me give you some background. A Nigerian man apparently married an 11-year-old girl and declared that, in quotes, she's my choice. So there's a viral video of a 60-year-old Kanu Alhaji marrying an 11-year-old girl, which has sparked nationwide debate in Nigeria about child marriage. The Alhaji was seen in the video unveiling the face of his supposed bride, who is old enough to be his great-granddaughter. The man and the young girl were visible in a room sitting close to each other, according to the video released on Twitter. And the voices behind the footage suggested that it was a marriage ceremony. They said some things that sounded like it was a wedding ceremony. Anyway, there was a blessing and an appreciation that was said during that ceremony. The wedding was also believed to have taken place in Kano State. Now, in addition, different elderly women's voices could be heard cheering the occasion in the background. Now, in the post, the man said, "He's my choice. I married her because we love each other." And this is what the Alhaji had to say in that video. But I want to come down to us discussing about our children, because that's the 11-year-old girl. Could have been my daughter. Could have been your daughter. Could have been your sister. Could have been your niece. Could have been your great-granddaughter. You know. Now, I told you at the beginning of this conversation that some northern states are yet to domesticate the Child's Right Act in their states. But we know that several other states have also domesticated this across the country. The question is, why has it taken so long for these states to domesticate the Child's Right Act? We've also seen, cases where children were kidnapped and then all of a sudden they became brides of, you know, these so-called terrorists or bandits. And this is also in the line of the safety of the girl child in Nigeria. But I want to ask, most importantly, what goes on in the mind of the person, especially the man, who is taking an underage child as a wife? I'm trying to imagine where I was when I was 11 years old. I'm trying to imagine what I knew when I was 11. I'm just trying to imagine if I understood my body, if I understood my environment, if I understood what was even happening. I mean, I'm sure that at 11, I could take care of myself in a way. I can embarrassingly say that, I mean, my mom did everything for me, including giving me a bath till I was like 10, maybe 11, embarrassingly. But I'm just saying, that is a child. So I'm wondering, because it's like when people say that, oh, a child is born and the child is born in the wrong body. How did the child tell you that they knew they were born in the wrong body? So again, this child has no will. This child has no awareness level. The awareness level of the child is not up to the awareness level of that 60-year-old man, obviously. Not even the awareness level of a 25-year-old. This is an 11-year-old child. So obviously, this has been done against the consent of that child. You could see, I'm looking at the picture of that little girl, and I'm thinking, she's so sad and she's so confused. She has no idea what's going on around her. She's probably hearing a lot of voices and everybody's saying, oh, it's the happiest day. It should be the happiest day in her life. And she's wondering, why am I happy? What am I being happy about here? And then they show you a grandpa who's supposed to be a grandpa to you, because you also have a grandpa and you know what a grandfather looks like, and they say, this is your husband. I'm imagining what's going on in the minds of the people who are listening now, because I'm almost 40, and I'm imagining if somebody said to me, oh, so you're gonna have to marry a 70-year-old, and I would say to the person, why? Or a 60-year-old, I would ask the person why, because that person doesn't have a right to tell me who to marry, let alone tell me who to date, let alone who to marry. So it calls the question, what goes on in the mind of the persons who take these brides as their wives? I'm sure they do have children also. Could it be that they do the same thing to their children, give their children out at a certain age? And let's talk about the role that religion plays in this, because you know, people make the excuse that, oh, in our religion this is what happens, you know. But I'm not sure where in the religion, in the Quran, where it said that you can give out a child at a young age. But then it could be tradition. So let's talk about the role of tradition in all of this. And if you're from that part of the country and you can explain to us how this works, we're not in any way trying to knock any religion or culture, but that we want to understand, help us make sense of it. And what informs the parent's decision? What informs that decision? How do you sit and watch your baby girl be taken away by a 60-year-old man and you're happy and you're screaming and you're celebrating and say, oh, this is a blessed day? Are you kidding? And this child has rights. And one of those rights is that she needs to go to school. She needs to be a child to grow up and become an adult and then make her choices. So again, when these children are being given, I'm taking my time to explain it before we start having the conversation. What really informs this decision of a child being given to an old person in marriage? I hear that, oh, when the baby is born, somebody will come and say, oh, this is my son's, this is going to be my son's child, or this is going to be my child. And then there's an agreement of sorts. But we're not going to have this conversation based on hearsay. So tell me about this tradition. If you've lived in that part of the country, because this happened in Kano, is it a cultural thing? Is it a religious thing? Or is it just a way of life? Let's talk about it. And how do we think that this affects the growth, the life, the future of the girl child in those parts of the country? I mean, I know a lot of people in those parts who also do not subscribe to this, you know, culture, to this tradition. Does that make them outcast, or is it just their choice? Is it as a result of their level of awareness and exposure or education? What is it? Let's talk. Let's have a conversation this afternoon. 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. What happens to the future of the girl child in these parts where these things are practiced? And why has the Child's Right Act not been domesticated in those areas? Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah. This is just local on the line.
Jason, go ahead.
See, I just want to say something. Is it that the parents of the lady or the family of that young girl, nobody in their family is alive? Because when I hear those type of things happening in the north, is it that they don't have governor? Did the governor not see it? Is he not supposed to arrest those family members? Because this thing is even annoying me.
So on what grounds do you think the governor would be arresting whoever is
child
giving
abuse.
The child?
What are you doing with
don't forget, I started the conversation by emphasizing the fact that there are states across the country that are yet to domesticate the Child's Right Act.
When you say Child's Right Act, let me ask you a question.
That falls under that jurisdiction.
11 years old. Now, if they, like you are saying now, that means in that state, 11 years old are adults. They can marry. Because when you're saying child abuse, do they need to pass a law to know that this is child abuse, like 11 years old? Because do they need to pass a law for that to happen? Because I don't understand. Because is there some states are not, they have not passed it. Child Rights Act that you are talking about is not talking about 11 years old. This is normal thing.
It's interesting. But if it's a normal thing, how can you tell it's wrong? Because again, if I am born into an environment, let's use an environment for example, and in that environment, all we know is how do I put it? All we know is fighting. Everything is violence. We just be fighting ourselves. To eat, we struggle for the food. Everything is done in strife. I've gotten used to the fact that this is our way of life. This is how we live. This is how we go about our businesses. We see nothing wrong with it because that's how you were. This is what you were born into. This is what this is what's acceptable in that area. How can you tell that it's wrong, that it's abuse? It's like a child who is born into a family where the father always hits the mom or the mom always hits the dad. They think it's normal. And over time, they begin to display it in their relationships. But how can they tell that this is wrong? I'd like to intimate you on the states, the number of states that have not yet signed the Child's Right Act. It's Adamawa, I beg your pardon, Bauchi, Gombe, Kano, and Zamfara states. Now, 31 states of the Federation so far have enacted, the equivalent of the Child Rights Act, while 5 states, which I have mentioned, are yet to domesticate it. And that's why I'm asking, why is it taking so long? Is it because they'd rather not jettison those practices and continue in perpetuity to one way or the other shrink the future of the girl child? But I'm not even going to go into the politics of it. I want to talk about parenting. I want to talk about society. You know, when we were growing up, the society was community that helped in our growth. So if your neighbor, your uncle, your auntie, somebody may not necessarily be, you know, related to you, but knows your family, sees you on the street when you're supposed to be in school, you're dead meat. I mean, things have changed, obviously, in this part of the world. Those things don't necessarily happen anymore because we're all just minding our business. It's just a few more people do it. But that society is responsible for whatever happens. And when we say society, it's not anything that's far-fetched. It's the people that live around you in your neighborhood, the people that you worship with, the people that you go to the market with, the people you go to the farm with, the people you sit in beer parlors with, the people you watch football with. You know, that's society. And if society seems to be applauding the fact that an 11-year-old is ripe enough to be a bride, what's the future of the girl child? Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Open Thought. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I want to remain anonymous.
Oh.
Miss Yeri.
Atiedidie.
Oh, Idioko. My niece, who is 11 years old, has not even seen her period. Then an 11-year-old girl will now be married to a Lanti man is 75 or 80 years old.
60 years
and
old.
And the man is so proud to even say it openly that this is his own choice. It's like a woman being raped falsely. In fact, I cannot just imagine. Thank you for discussing this issue. So, say some more for discussing this issue. Because I'm about to point that. In fact, it's getting me crazy. I don't even know
what
to do.
Take it easy.
I'll call you back.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I want to know, because, I can't say what's necessarily going on in the mind of a parent. I'm not a parent yet. So, I want to understand what goes on in the minds of parents who give out their children to these people as brides. And just as I read in that story, there were people who were applauding it. There were people who were saying, oh, this is a blessed day. And I'm thinking, could it have also been their trajectory? Could it have also been how they, you know, got to where they got to, where they're given out as child brides? And hence the reason why they've not seen anything wrong with the process. But this is an 11-year-old girl. We're not talking about 14. It's not that, say, 14-year-olds, you know, it would be better. No. But I'm saying she's 11. Think about it. And this includes the guys. Think about it. When you were 11, what did you possibly know? Could you tell your left from your right? I mean, aside from what your parents told you, how much of life did you know? Did you know? I mean, I'm sure that if I had a child by 11, they'd know how to make their beds and tie their shoelaces because I'm going to be a tough one. But what else? What else does that child know? I'm trying to understand, and guys, I'm not being overly, you know, dramatic. I'm just trying to understand what goes on in the mind of the person who's taking this child as a bride and what informs the actions of that child's parents. 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, you can join the conversation on Twitter. We're at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. You could send a message to us on WhatsApp. I would love to read from you. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to
Hello.
Open Thought.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is John Dupuy from Tabiaga.
Go ahead.
So this you are discussing, it is a normal thing at that side you are talking about. I've stayed in the north, and I know how they do things. Their things. You understand? This is a purely religious matter. You understand? Purely religious. It's not even their own tradition. It is their own way of life. It is their normal life. Just like the other person said, it is their normal life. So there's nothing you can do. They are very proud about it. Even a 9-year-old girl who has not even entered, finished nursery school, I'm telling you, they can get the person married. And they would, a 17-year-old man can marry the person and be proud, very, very proud. So it's their normal life. I don't know how we will do to change it as far as this country is concerned. That is why they are living in their own world. Their own world. In fact, it is not sustainable in this part of the world. This our own side. I mean, the West, the East. I'm telling you. But that side, I'm telling you, you can never stop it. That is my take.
Okay.
You can't stop it. That's what you can do about it. I know them
very well.
Thank you
for calling. I don't know if we can say we can never stop it. Is that something we can say? Because here's what I think. There was a time in this country where killing of twins was a thing. I mean, there was a time also, I think they're still having to deal with it in Zimbabwe, if I'm not mistaken, where if you are an albino, then you are prosecuted and used as food for the gods. No, it's not. It's not a story. It's a reality. But then we've moved past all of that, right? So when we say that it can never be stopped, are you sure? Because people evolve, things evolve, cultures evolve. But is this a culture that's worth holding on to? Is it? Because our children are involved here, and most importantly, our girl children. Okay, why do we not give this 11-year-old, and I'm not in any way, guys, I'm not encouraging anything, but I'm saying, for fairness, Why not give the 11-year-old to an 11-year-old, betroth the 11-year-old to an 11-year-old? Why does he have to go to an elderly man? What's the sense in that? Please, if you are from Kano, you're from Bauchi, Gombe, Adamawa, or Zamfara, help me understand. Is it a religious thing? Is it a cultural thing? Is it a norm? And why is it? What informs it? I really would like to pick the brains of someone from the north. Help me, please. Hello.
Yeah, Miriam. How are you doing?
Please turn off your radio.
Done that already.
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jonathan, I'm on Francis.
All right, Jonathan, go ahead.
Now, I want to appreciate the effort you journalists are doing. I see your intro into this discussion. I see that there are a lot of loose ends which you don't understand. It's not your fault. It's not my fault either. But I want to appeal for something. This discussion, this particular discussion, is not the first time we are hearing it. It's not the second time we are hearing it. We've heard it even when we are growing up. I want to appeal to you journalists to please help us locate those people involved. Are you undercover or something?
And do what to them?
Let's interview them. Let's even get to
understand. And then after that, what happens?
No, this will make us out here. I think it's high time we have a deep understanding about this. It's a culture in the north. And I feel we should stop this, I think, and speculation. Let's get to understand. And the only way you can do that, if you call any of us here, well, maybe there is a northerner here that will tell you deep down. I don't know.
Okay.
But someone of them should be able to explain to us, is this age now, why this thing keep on happening? Or what in their culture, what does it mean? So that we understand.
Okay.
Because honestly, we might be crucifying it here, we might be condemning it here, which is condemnable, quite all right, I agree. But I think it's high time we take discussion further. And my own suggestion is, let's even, that man in that video, let's locate him, and let's interview him, and let's not even hear from him. And the parents of the child too, let's even interview them.
All right.
I don't know what to say, this is what I have to say. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling, we appreciate it. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Open Thought.
Hello, good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Clara, calling from Unisan.
All right, Clara, what do you think informs this? I mean, many people would say it's a way of life. Some other people say it's purely religion, because there are people who their children go to university, graduate, and then get married from the same state. So what exactly is it?
For me, when I had this story, I was like, an 11-year-old girl to a 60-year-old man. Come on. We can come out here and say, it's their culture. It's from the north. It cannot be stopped. It can be stopped. There are so many things that we thought that we cannot stop in the past. Take, for example, female genital mutilation. You are...
It is indeed the sunny side, but it's not Joyce. My name is Mary Anna Conrad. It's 30 minutes gone past the 1 o'clock hour, and we are looking at child marriage again. I know, and just like the caller, the gentleman who was saying we should go and investigate, I totally understand. I understand how you feel. But I want to look at it sincerely from a parenting perspective, and I'm making that call again. If you're a northerner, you lived in the north, you practice, or you're Muslim, please help me to understand, because a lot of people are saying this is more of a religious thing, more than it's cultural. Five states across the country, in fact, in the northern part of the country, are yet to domesticate the Child's Right Act. And that's Adamawa State, it's Bauchi, it's Gombe, it's Kano, and Zamfara State. Now, don't forget that this situation happened in Kano State, where the 60-year-old Laji got married to an 11-year-old. And the people in the video, obviously, were excited and they're cheering because, you know, it was a good thing that happened, in their words. But I'm just trying to understand how an 11-year-old, or what an 11-year-old knows in the first instance. I wonder, and we're not casting aspersion for any reason, because, again, people practice all sorts of things. But somebody talked about the fact that it's rape. And it questions how you categorize rape in those parts, especially in this young girl's case. An 11-year-old that has no idea what she's getting herself into, isn't even self-aware yet, doesn't know what you know, marriage in itself entails and all the responsibilities that come with it. Is this one way or the other not shrinking the future of the girl child in the north? And my question again, why has it taken so long for these states to domesticate the Child's Right Act? Is it because it trumps these practices? But then there's a flip side to it. I have a friend who got married to another famous person's daughter who's gone to school, some of the best schools, graduated, and she got married when she was about 25 or thereabout, which is a good old age to get married. And I also have other friends who are not necessarily famous, but they're also, they either went to school with me or I met them, you know, in my line of work. And they're single, very educated, prepared to be married, some even married, but did not get married at 11, nor 15, nor 18. So is it really about culture? Is it really about, you know, the religion? Because I have Muslim friends, I have Christian friends, I have Baha'i friends, I have atheist friends, by the way. So is it really about the religion? Is it really about the culture? Or are these practices just done in the guise of the aforementioned? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation and tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Send us a message on WhatsApp. I'd like to hear from you. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Where do we even begin to deal with this issue? And what goes on in the mind of a parent who's giving out an 11-year-old? And what goes on in the mind of the man who's taking an 11-year-old bride? Hello, welcome to Open
Hello. Thought. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey,
good afternoon, ma.
Yes, this is Marianne. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, Marianne. This topic you bring is very, very important and very, very pathetic. You said something, say, what will be in the man's mind? And you told us when you were 11, when your mother was bathing you, I was thinking, say, so that girl don't bath clean. Is it because they are taking common interest for primary five? What you say, you could see them for that place, you could see them don't match. Let me tell you what in that one is carrying mind. The man is carrying oppressive mind and that kind of their commanding mind that a woman doesn't have to go to school. Have the girl finished school? Has he taken the psychology and the philosophical and the sociological well-being of the girl? He said the girl loves him. It's like I'm really getting to go out around. I go say, when 11 years old, like me, that means I'm not serious. Yes, that means I'm a pedophile. I'm not support that one. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very, very, it's very unacceptable, and it's a cannibal act.
Okay.
And it should stop in Nigeria. That act is stopped 11 years.
Okay.
It's on a life for herself.
Okay.
Love for herself, of course, love for herself only.
Okay, take it easy. Take it easy. I understand. So he's raised another issue. I was waiting to talk about that later on. Whether we draw the line between pedophilia and this so-called norm or marriage right or whatever it is. Because I'm at a loss for words. I'm not going to lie. So I'm trying to understand. I'm not even let's leave the grammar. Let's leave all the, you know, the international, you know, lines and hashtags. What would inform any parent's action of giving their 11-year-old child out in marriage? Underline, child. In this country, your legal age is 18. So if it's 18, that's fine. But marriage is a totally different ball game from going to school, having boyfriends or girlfriends. It's a totally different ball game. It's forever and ever. You're going to have to wake up to that person every other day. You're going to have to bear the excesses of that person. You're going to have to live with all the, you know, nuances, whether they're good or bad. So should you not be mentally prepared for it? Should you not be emotionally prepared for it? Should you not be? At least, I mean, I don't think that anybody knows what they're going into in marriage. You know, you just hope for the best. But then you've gained some level of awareness, self-awareness, to be able to know that, okay, now me agree this one. But isn't this done in poor taste, especially because this child has no say? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Welcome to Open Thought.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this discussion, I've had it like with two different people from the north. And the guy said, one of the guys said that this child married something that is normal. That when you get to the age of 25, like you will not see anybody to marry the person again.
Huh?
That they can only start doing like prostitution.
That's extreme. You remember I said I have friends who are from the north, from Zamfara. I have friends who are from Kebbi, who are from different parts of the north, and they have been married at a ripe old age. And when I mean ripe old, I mean like from 25, 26.
I think those one must be educated. And because I'm telling you results. And
so you're telling me that what's happening now is as a result of the fact that people are doing this out of ignorance. They themselves lack education. So if you're educated, then you break out of that jinx. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe. Because the second guy, when I had this discussion with him, you see the way he looked at me. Hey, I just had to like end the discussion because let me not lead to something.
So the other guy was really angry at you,
yes,
that you were raising.
I was bringing up such topic.
Wow.
That is normal.
It's terrible. It's okay. Thank you very much for calling. But I... Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Hello. Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. Hello.
Hello, Marianne.
Yes, welcome to Open Thought.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm listening to your program. I'm Daniel, and I'm just wondering, these things must start today. But somehow, as a nation, Nigeria... One constitution is supposed to govern every state in Nigeria. That is what we were meant to understand or believe. But to my surprise, someone in Southwest here will be prosecuted for child abuse, maybe rape and all the rest over a minor. But someone is jubilating, celebrating over marrying an 11-year-old daughter in the north, you know? And everything is just being supported or whatsoever that is a right there. I don't understand. So the system in Nigeria is just so botched. You can't really, if you want to start up with it, they come in with some of the, this thing. No, I think we have two different kinds of constitution. We have Sharia law in,
yes,
in the north.
Yes.
And we have the constitution, the Western constitution.
But then the most important thing is that that constitution, the 1999 constitution as amended, trumps every, he has power over every other one.
I know. That constitution only works for the for some parts of this country and then the other Sharia and whatsoever work for the northern and some other parts of it. If not, how will someone in a nation like Nigeria, where everybody is making, everyone is paying tax, every organization is paying tax. Let me just drift a little bit. Every company, organization is paying tax that manufacture in Nigeria. Okay, a company that manufactures alcohol in Western area here pays tax, then transfer, and every state is hearing out of it. Then they transfer this thing to the north. Then someone gathers these products, finished products, and destroy them, saying that it's not welcome in their part.
Well, it's
and
not,
nothing is done
well,
over.
Well, again, we're talking about culture,
yes,
traditions,
yes,
and what's acceptable.
Along, that goes to an extent that if some things can happen and nobody talks about it, it happens a very long time ago. It has been happening. I've been in the north before. I've been in, you can't, in fact, some of them, you don't even see them in the, they cover their face. Some of them, you can't even go to the house.
It's part
because
of
they
their
tell
tradition.
You that
it, it's
they
the
just
tradition.
Hide them. So so many things like that. It's, the issue is until the it's settled from the executive, or the legislative, the head of this nation, just to make sure that every law binds everyone, meaning if they say everyone, meaning from top to bottom, just as our president has said.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have to let you go because you've taken more than 2 minutes. Like I said, I mean, you talked about the covering. I mean, that's a totally religious thing, and you know, it's their thing in their part of the country. I mean, the Dubai's that you go to, the Qatar that you went to, no alcohol is allowed there, but people still live there. People do go about their businesses. They obey the law. And I've seen some of the most beautiful hijabs that you only see the eyes, and then they use the gold thing. I think that's the most intriguing thing, by the way. It's beautiful. And somebody told me, I don't know how true it is, that, you know, if the iron is gold, then it shows that they're very rich. If it's silver, it shows that they're minimally rich. And if there's nothing there, then they're just normal people. But that's the beauty of culture and, you know, traditions or, you know, religion. But when some of these, because you see what they say about where somebody's right stops, that's where another person's right starts. When some of these practices begin to infringe on the human rights of not just anybody, but our children, it does call for concern, doesn't it? And so I'm not going to talk about the politics of it and why government has not done this, why government has not done that. Yes, there are governments in these five states that I've mentioned. But the question is the parent. Because I want to also lay it at the feet of poverty, because somebody has mentioned that, oh, it's only the educated ones that I know got married at a certain age. But if, you know, you're on a certain level, then at 11, at 8, you're given off in marriage. So why are we not pushing for more and more girl child education in the north? I mean, I have done a report in Kaduna State about, you know, school feeding and education and how people started sending their children to school, even the girls to school, because of the feeding program, which is also a great thing. So these children, and I'm hoping that they're not just learning about ABC, but they're learning about some important things about life. But let's start with the ABCs. So if a child, girl child goes to school, does this one way or the other shield her from being given out in marriage to some alaji? I really need my friends from the north to call me. Explain to us how this works, please. Do me a favor. 0700 993 993 993 993. Hello. Welcome to Open Thought. Turn off your radio, please.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am Augustine.
Augustine, are you in transit or fan they blew you?
Yeah, by the sea.
You're by the sea?
Yeah.
Oh, great time. All right, go ahead.
Okay. All these things, they happen for not like this. Like I said, it's in our religion. It's part of their religion because they believe that their prophet Muhammad married a little child.
Hold on. Hold on. Please. Not religion because
it's
I
part
just.
Of their
I,
religion.
No, no, no. Hold on, sir. Calm down. I just told you that I have Muslim friends who married at a certain age. Are you telling me that those people are going against their religion? Come on.
It's not that they are against their religion.
Oh, are they doing another type of Muslim?
You can never see marry a little child. It's impossible.
But
we are the Christians, but you know we mess up. But you can never see a Christian marry a little child. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's the Muslims.
Okay.
People don't believe in their religion. It's part of their religion. Their religion is not against it. But
okay,
Christianity is against it.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to knock you or anything. But you're not in the best position to have this conversation because you are not Muslim. So I can't tell.
We are together.
I know. I know. I'm going to let you speak. Just hold on and understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
If we were having a Christianity conversation now and why this happens, and you call it and say, yes, it is in our religion. This is where it says in the Bible. But you're not Muslim. So you have been made to understand that this is as a result of their religion. But I'm questioning that because there are Muslims that I know, whether they are rich or not, who have been married at a proper age, a marriageable age. So I'm asking you, sir, from Kaduna State, these people who marry, what they're doing, is it haram?
Yes, it's not haram.
So then it's not necessarily religion, is it? if their religion prescribes that this is what you do, then everybody should follow suit, right?
If you check the part of this country, we study two different laws. We have the Nigeria Constitution and we have the Sharia law. You understand?
I think we all know that.
Which is not supposed to be so. But I believe if you know the reason why that the emir of Kano was vacated from that seat, is because of this thing. He don't want them to marry more than two or three wives. He don't want them to burn as much as they cannot train. But they are against him. It's the same part of that reason why that area was sent out of that seat, just because of he's against this type marriage.
Okay. All right. So, thank you very much for calling, because I allowed you because I wanted you to get to a point and I also needed to set something straight. But thank you very much for calling. I really am appealing to people who are listening to me. And if you're from the North, help me, educate me. I'm the one who needs education right now. And what do you think informs the mind of the parent? Because again, I want to understand what goes on in the mind of the parent who allows their child, the girl child, to go to school, follow their dreams and then get married. Or even if they don't go to school, get to a certain level and then get married. And then what goes on in the mind of the person who gives out that 11-year-old child? By the way, these two people believe in the same faith. That's why I'm questioning the religion part of it. But again, I'm just a journalist. What do I know? Osazamen is calling us on Skype. Hello, Osazamen. Thank you very much for calling.
Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, I know you stress the fact that, okay, you want somebody from that is Muslim or from the North. Mm. But since they are now calling, I was born in the North, so I think I still have some little understanding of how the whole thing works. And I would say, first of all, I think Islam, unlike Christianity that has so many denominations, Catholic, Protestants, and the rest, Islam only has two, Shia and Sunni. One is being led by Iran, and the other is being led by Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And I have colleagues from both sides here at work with me. One is from Morocco, the other is from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them confirmed that, it is not part of
their religion,
Islam. So that gives me the only conclusion that it's only tied to local tradition. Based in the northern part of Nigeria.
Hmm.
And I believe it's something similar to what most of us from the southern parts used to practice. For example, a while back, there was Osu in the Igbo land where one set of people are considered normal and the others are bound to slavery.
Hmm.
Or the fact that, okay, somebody, once somebody's wife, husband dies, the lady would be forced to marry the elder brother or the younger brother in order to produce child for the deceased siblings. So I believe these are just strictly the northern custom, which they are using the name of religion not to let go of. Mm. Because I just feel these are, if I will use the word, horny old men trying to change, trying to make...
You can't
make
use that
things.
Word. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay. And because I feel that if that is the case, why is it not practiced the other way around? Like you pointed out, why is it that there's not two children getting married to each other, or an older lady and a young and a boy child? Why is it that it's only it's been focused on the female sex?
Hmm.
Because it just doesn't make sense. And the annoying fact is that it's not just tied to those that they claim that are illiterate. Because last I checked, somebody that was the Central Bank governor a while back, and also I think an emir of Kano, what's the title they gave him, which he also did the same thing. So they won't tell us that, it's just tied to those that are not knowledgeable. They know the law, but they decide to circumvent it for their own selfish benefits.
Mm.
And when I say selfish, I mean selfish male benefits.
Mm.
Because
before I let you go, Osas, can we only put the men on this cross? Because you see, the women are also there applauding it. They're shouting and saying it's a blessed day, blah, blah, blah. A woman also gave birth to that child and she must have also given her blessing. So can we put this at the feet of the men only?
Well, I would say yes, because at the end of the day, this, when that is all the women know all their life, maybe they are 50, they are 60, and this is all they know. this is the only normal that is present to them. Mm. If at the end of the day the rules are changed, it's only a matter of time. Everybody will step in line. Is this still not the same thing that when they are forcing women to shave head, or a woman is being forced to stay in an abusive relationship, and the man is just, they are saying, oh, stay, with time you will fall in love. This is how we also did, due to the fact that they went through the process and they came out on the other end
alive. So they want to continue the cycle.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would want to continue the cycle because that is all they know. They are like, okay, if I went through it, why can't you go through it? What's so special about you?
Okay, Osas, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. So, Osas just reminded me because I have a friend. She's from Iran. She didn't get married as a child. She has two beautiful babies and I love them so much. And she is an activist and she also works in the National Assembly in Iran. And I'll shock you guys. She doesn't cover her hair, but she covers her shoulder. If she wants to pray, yes, she does cover her head. And she's Muslim. So, she didn't marry as a child. I also have a friend from Pakistan, and she also has two beautiful babies. She's Muslim. And she's, I think she also works, she works with the American Embassy or something. Or she works with, you know, one of those United Nations, you know. And she's very Muslim also. I have another friend who's from Israel. But the Muslims in Israel, oh, I'm sure a lot of you didn't know that. They're Muslims in Israel. And she's from the, an interesting segment of Israel. She's Muslim too. Sometimes she covers her head, sometimes she doesn't. She's not married at a baby age. So is it really what the Quran says? Or is it what we have somewhat coined into religion and made it comfortable so that people can better swallow? Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back after this break. It's still Open Thoughts, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh no!
It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're going to be wrapping up on this conversation in a bit. I really, really would love to hear from somebody from the north to tell me what this is. Because you see, a lot of people would lay it at the feet of religion. Some others would say it's culture. But you see, if you're going to have that religion conversation with me, show me where in the Quran. Yes. And if you're going to have that culture and tradition conversation with me, how come there are people who are of the same culture with you, but then they get married when they should get married and not as babies being given out to old men, like 60-year-old men? And I started this conversation by saying to all of us, appealing to our sensibilities, to imagine for a second, just close your eyes and imagine for a second where you were when you were 11. Can you remember? Can you even remember? I'm just wondering. What did you know? I will shamelessly say it. I know it's embarrassing because I'm a 40-year-old woman. I shouldn't be saying that. But at 11, I think my mother was still giving me a bath. I was in secondary school. Yes, yes, yes. But you know, I mean, I'm just saying. You're a child. You're still your mother's baby, especially a girl child. I'm not even going to lie. I was my mother's baby forever. Until I was a grown woman anyway. But I'm just saying, at 11, what does a child know? So let's not talk about the child. Let's talk about the adults in the child's life. What goes on in the mind of the man who, even if the parents were offering, and we're going to get to that point, the parents were offering, this is your wife. I mean, I used to hear that when we were kids and I abhorred it. Why would a big grown man come and be looking at me and saying, my wife? I heard people say that and I'd just be like, you know, as a child, you're trying to process it. Why would that old man be telling that little girl, my wife? It was hard to understand because I also didn't grow up in an environment where little children were being given. In fact, I did not understand for the life of me why you would refer to a child as your wife. But even if they were offering you, sir, 60-year-old man, Al-Haji, What were you thinking? And what informs your embrace of that term, act? What's going on in your head? Because I'm guessing that whoever you married, whether you married a teenager in the past and she gave birth to children, you obviously would have children that child's age, or at some point your child would be that child's age. So I'm wondering, what informs that? And the parents who are giving their child out and clapping, and the women and the men that are calling it a blessed day, what gives reason for you to do this? And is it because of poverty? Is it because the 60-year-old man would, as a result of you giving your child out, end the poverty in your line? I'm just, forgive me, guys, but I'm trying to cover all sides to it and try to make sense of it. So what exactly is it? And somebody called and said, oh, if you go to school, the ones that are married at a particular age, it's because they are educated. So is education the way out? Because we have some of these kids going to school, and I'm sure this 11-year-old girl was going to school, but they snatched her out of school and gave her to this 60-year-old man like a thing, unfortunately. And my question still stands. This particular act, this culture, this trend in these parts of the country, especially the 5 states in Nigeria that are yet to domesticate the Child's Rights Act, which is Bauchi, Adamawa, Gombe, Kano, and Zamfara states, because they have nothing to hold them. I mean, you can't even take a rape case to them because they're looking at you like, what? So I'm asking, why are you not prioritizing the future of this girl child? I mean, this is something that I can blame the whole world for, because so many times, you know, they tell the man, you have to be a man, you have to grow up, you have to do this, you have to fend for your family. But who takes care of the girl child? Who's pushing the girl child to go to school? Who's making sure that the girl child lives out her dreams? At 11, I didn't even know what I wanted to be. I'm sure that every time my parents asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I gave them something new. But I don't think that one of those things was that I wanted to get married to an Alaji who's like 5 decades, if not more, older than me. So before we start talking about how we should end this, I'm asking, why is this still trending in these parts of the country? And for those who do not subscribe to it, what are you doing in your domain to put an end to it? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Send us a WhatsApp message. I'm going to go to your messages first before I go back to the phone lines, okay? Somebody says, good afternoon, Marianne. I'm in the office, so I can make a call concerning child. Okay, I'm sure you mean you can't make a call concerning child marriage in the North and Islamic stands. From my knowledge of Islam, and as a Muslim, any girl child is due for marriage in Islam once she's mature, meaning she should have started menstruating. And we know this differs from person to person. The stand of Islam is that it's allowed if a girl in question is willing and ready to go into marriage. How does an 11-year-old girl know that she's willing and ready for marriage? Please help me. And he says, if not, it's haram to force anybody to marry, irrespective of their age. Bamidele from Ogwa. Thank you very much, Bamidele. But I feel that's also a little skewed. Because maturity means different things to different people. There is a 40-year-old who is immature. So can we say that 40-year-old is mature for marriage? That is all obviously a grounds for debate. But thank you, Bamidele. Tolu here says, I'm a Christian, but I lived in Kaduna at the time. And I have a lot of Muslim friends from the North and also from the South. I have asked some of them this about this child marriage. And the common denominator is that a girl is ripe for marriage for the moment she reaches the age of puberty, according to the Holy Book. So it doesn't have anything to do with numerical age per se, but the rapidity of growth of the child in question. Are they not robbing that child of their growth and decisions and rights and to a good life, to education, to free speech and association? Well, Somebody sent me a message here. He says polygamy is forbidden in Tunisia, an Islamic country, but we, some adults here claiming that it's allowed in Islam to marry more than one wife. Okay. This one says, just to set the record straight, the guy that called concerning the CBN governor, former emir of Kano, marrying an underage is completely false. No, he didn't say that he married an underage. No, he didn't say. He said the lady in question was 18 years old at the time of their marriage. I think I also said that on air, that 18 in Nigeria is the official age for, you know, the consent. So if you're 18, you're allowed to get a driver's license. You're allowed to, but in Nigeria, you know how it is. You can be 40, you're still living with your parents, you know. But 18 is an official age. You're like an adult at 18. So you can decide to get married if you fancy an old man. But I don't think at 18 I'd fancy an old man. I liked younger boys. So I don't understand, but it's okay. Somebody's calling me Sandra. This is Marianne, by the way. Another person has called me Joyce too. It's okay. Common sense should indicate that child marriage has nothing to do with Islam, but the northern culture. Such things are rare with southern Muslims. But then somebody's saying that people keep making reference to the Holy Book, that the Holy Book says when the woman is of a mature age. Some would say it's when you hit puberty. Some would say it's once your body looks like you're ripe for I'm so sorry to laugh. It's not something that's funny, but how can you tell that the child is ready? Because that person is still a child. It doesn't take... I mean, why is R. Kelly in prison right now, guys? Oh, let me refresh your memory. He's been having relations with children, underage women. And of course, issues of rape and blah, 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 blah. And that's actually basically looked at not just as an ordinary crime, but he's a predator. But then we say that, oh, well, because religion says when a woman is mature, she should get married. It's a vague statement, sir. It's a vague statement, madame. But what about the child? What about them growing up and deciding what they want to be? Because I think the men do that. They're the ones who are going to get married to these people. So what about if you say the woman is mature, she should marry? Give her to a man that is of the same age with her now. How about that? For balance reasons. Anyway, this one says, this issue is serious. So a couple of years ago, I went to conduct elections in Borno. I met young girls who were married at very young ages. You can't even tell whether they're adults or children anymore. There you'll be seeing young grandmothers and you're far older than them, you see. It's tough. Very tough. Okay. Let me read this message. We have to go for a quick break. Julia says the issue of child marriage is more of belief and religious. It is a cultural practice because the activities was attended by both family members. As regards what should be done, the government needs to sanction anyone involved in child marriage. They also have to educate citizens on the dangers of child marriage, for example, VVF, high divorce rates, poverty, etc. More so, Nigeria is a country that are united when resources are to be shared. But with respect to the rule of law, we actually live in different countries. Julius, thank you very much. I years ago, if not 10 or 15 years ago, I did something, a report on VVF. Guys, it's terrible. But we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's the time that we have on the show today. But I must say that I enjoyed this conversation and I think that we should revisit it. This time we would have people from the north, people who have done, you know, who have either been married, you know, at a young age. And of course, we'll talk to if we can get some experts in religion to be here to explain to us why this is. But this is where we, you know, wrap things up. I want to say thank you for all your thoughts, your comments, and for those of you who listened. It's been a very interesting day. I have to go now. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Follow Nigeria Info on all of its platforms on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nigeria Info 99.3. But you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. And don't forget, you can just look for Mary Ann Duke Cohn anywhere else. I'll be back tomorrow on the sunny side. Have a beautiful afternoon.
These MP.